You're listening to Morning Edition on WPSU. I'm Mel DeYoung. Michelle Martin, who hosted the NPR show Tell Me More, will be the new host of Weekend All Things Considered starting tomorrow. WPSU's Emily Reddy talked with her yesterday about what we can expect from the show under her guidance.
Michelle Martin, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm surprised you have the time to talk today and you're not doing last-minute preparations for this weekend's show.
It's just controlled chaos. We just have to get used to it.
Well, so Weekend, All Things Considered, has most recently been hosted by Arun Roth. What differences can we expect when you take over?
Well, I think Arun did a great job, of course, and we will be building on the tradition and the legacy that these previous hosts have already created, and then we'll be adding a few little flavors of our own, as you might imagine. I mean, first and foremost, our responsibility is to the news. The question, though, is, you know, how do we define that? I mean, you can define that, you can slice that pie in so many different ways. I think our task is to try to create a nice meal, if I can use that metaphor, where we're giving you some familiar flavors and also some new tastes. We have a couple of new features that we're going to be introducing. Some people who listened to my previous program on NPR called Tell Me More will recognize a couple of the features. But this is a new experience. This is not, you know, Tell Me More revived. So we are going to have a round table, which we called the Barbershop, and there will be a twist, which we hope that previous listeners will enjoy. And we will have a feature on Sunday that I think people are going to like, and we're going to call it Words You're Going to Hear This Week. Because one of the things we're hoping to do with the program is, you know, Saturday we think is, you know, catch-up day for a lot of people. But Sunday is often our day to look ahead. And so one of the things we want to do with this feature is give people a sense of what the big story is going to be this week, but give them some tools to kind of think about it. So what are some of the words you might be hearing this week in the news, and try to help you understand what those words are, just to give you a little bit of something to think about. Keep you ahead of the game.
And I've heard that on Sunday you're also planning to have conversations around the faiths and beliefs that animate people's lives. What does that mean? Give me an example.
Well, once again, drawing on my experience with Tell Me More, one of the things I realized is that people are very interested in talking about religion and spirituality. It's a part of people's lives. If it is, it is for a reason. If it isn't, it also isn't for a reason. I mean, this country. Uniquely, frankly, among Western industrialized democracies, remains very religious. And so with that many people who have an ongoing relationship to religion, it obviously has to play some role in people's lives. So what is it? And we want to dig into that.
And after Tell Me More ended, and in the wake of Ferguson, you spent some time visiting different communities across the United States and having conversations about race. Will you continue to do any of these type of town hall conversations
while
you're the host?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. First of all of our conversations were not about race. It's just I was very honored to have been invited by St. Louis Public Radio, one of our member stations, to help them with a community forum that they already wanted to have. But our series, our NPR Presents series, was a series of conversations which we are also going to be continuing, where we are addressing a lot of the issues that are in front of people today. Like, for example, in New York City, we talked about diversity in theater. In Dallas, we talked about the ethics of football. In New Orleans, we talked about the ongoing debate over education and the profound changes to the educational system that New Orleans has experienced over the last 10 years since Hurricane Katrina. So race is only one factor. There are so many issues that we talked about and we are going to talk about, you know, in the coming year. We are absolutely going to continue that series and in collaboration with our member stations, who often have very, very clear and specific ideas of the kinds of conversations that they want to have about issues that are on the minds of their listeners. And maybe, you know, WPSU wants to invite us. And if you want to invite us, we will certainly try to fit you onto our dance card.
We'd love to have you.
What would you want to talk about? If you were to create a community conversation, what do you think people would want to talk about?
Talk about putting me on the spot here.
Turnabout is fair play. What would you want to talk about?
I mean, I think that there are lots of town and gown type issues you could talk about drinking and, gosh.
I think that's really good. I think we should make that happen, Emily. I think we should get right on that.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I think higher education, I think the issue,
the affordability of higher education.
Sure. I think that's definitely something that people would want to talk about. I think your idea of the whole question of alcohol and the role it plays in people's lives is definitely something I'd want to talk about. I actually could envision a whole conversation just about alcohol, because on the one hand, you got the whole craft beer movement and the whole home brewing movement. That's kind of part of the story. And then the other story is people really understanding what role alcohol plays in so many of the things that are not so attractive about our country right now, you know, hazing, right?
And, well, put us and, on your list.
Sexual
for
assault.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think, what do you mean put us on those lists? You have to invite me. I don't just like up places. You have to invite me. Let's make something happen, Emily. Come on, let's be proactive.
Well, let me go back. I've got one more question for you here. You wrote in a National Journal article that one reason you were so disappointed Tell Me More was canceled was that you'd been able to make it a place to have conversations about women of different backgrounds and ethnicities, especially in relation to child care and caregiving. Will those conversations be featured on Weekend All Things Considered?
Well, the form is going to have to be different, obviously. It's you know, going from being on the air 5 hours a week to being on the air 2 hours a week is just, it's a different space, and we're going to have to figure out how to have these conversations. But certainly, these are important stories. You know, one of the things I find sort of frustrating about the news business, you might share my view on this, is sometimes we miss the biggest stories because they're right in front of our face and because they're the things that are happening to us, right? Mm. And I'm determined not to let that happen.
Because they don't have a news peg sometimes.
Exactly. I often find that stories related to work and family life fall into that category. Often stories related to race sometimes fall into that category because there's no news peg. And then sometimes when there's a conflagration, that just becomes the opportunity to talk about things that we should have been talking about anyway. Right. And so it just, there hasn't been a child care riot yet in this country. So perhaps it's one reason it kind of doesn't surface as an issue that people feel it is important to talk about. They think it's only happening to them. And I understand that there are all different points of view on this. This is not a political statement. It's merely, it's a reporting statement. It's a statement that is accurate, that this is one of the major challenges of figuring out how to accommodate the world of work as we have known it for decades and perhaps centuries with the changes in family life that are relatively new. That is a story, and figuring out how to cover that is, to me, as challenging as anything we do. And certainly I'm going to continue to look for ways to cover that story.
Michelle Martin, thanks for talking with us.
Emily, thank you so much for having me.
Starting this weekend, Michelle Martin will be the new host of Weekend All Things Considered. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.